朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And that's the reason Paul need to emphasize what to share when we were told.
这就是为什么保罗需要在这里强调我们要分享的内容。
One important point to keep in mind.
一个重点我们需要记住的是
such that we can properly understand this verse.
这样可以帮助我们可以正确地理解这节经文。
In the Bible,
在圣经里面
never describe money as something good.
圣经里从来没有把金钱说作是美好的事物。
Bible always describe money in negative way.
圣经呢常常把金钱形容成为是负面的。
Luke 16:11.
路加福音16:11。
Unrighteousness.
不义的钱财。
Proverbs 23:5.
箴言23:5，虚无的钱财。
1 Timothy 6:17.
提摩太前书6:17。
Uncertain.
无定的钱财。
So if anybody tried to explain this good thing as money, we should have strong doubts.
所以如果有人把美好的事物解释为钱财的话，这实在是令人值得怀疑的。
I heard someone say that Paul is like Chinese. He's embarrassed to talk about money for preachers.
我听到有人说保罗有点像中国人，不好意思开口提钱和传道人的事情。
So Paul used indirectly good things to refer to financial support.
所以保罗呢，只是隐晦地用美好的事物来形容金钱。
This is absolutely not true.
事实并不是这样的。
If you look Paul's letters,
如果你看保罗书信
，Paul have no hesitation to talk about money.
保罗在谈到金钱的时候是毫不隐晦的。
Just look at the 1 Timothy 5:18.
我们就看提摩太前书5:18好了。
When Paul talking about paying the preachers,
当保罗提到说付钱给传道人的时候
，paying the church leaders,
付钱给教会领袖的时候
，he is not ashamed at all to say the laborer deserves his wages.
保罗没有任何的不好意思，他直截了当的说，工人得工价是应当的。
But here,
但在这儿
Paul is talking about good things.
保罗是在讲说美好的事物。
What is good things?
美好的事物是什么呢？
If you remember that Jesus replied to the young ruler,
如果你记得主耶稣对少年官的回答，
Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
Or if you remember James 1:17,
或者你记得雅各书1:17中所提到的
，Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights.
各样的美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
In other words.
换句话说
，good thing should be the things produced by obeying to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
美好的事物应该是我们从圣灵的带领所产生的。
that kind of things are from above.
那是从上头来的。
It is in contract things according to our flesh.
这是跟我们肉体所带出的相对应的。相反的。
Our sinful nature come out, nothing is good.
从我们的罪性中出来的没有任何东西是美好的。
When you walk according to the Spirit,
当你和圣灵同行的时候,
you will be able to produce good things.
你能够分享出美好的事物。
When you walk according to your old flesh,
当你顺从肉体的时候,
you will never be able to produce good things.
你没有办法分享任何美好的事物。
So pure based on the literal interpretation,
所以说我们如果完全根据字面的意义,
it is clear that we should share with the one who teach us with all the good things according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们应该把我们最美好的事物分享给那些用属灵的真理来教导我们的人。这是根据圣灵的提醒而来的。
Let me give you a few examples.
让我给你几个例子。
Prayer support.
代祷。
Thanksgiving.
感恩。
Positive discussion.
正面性的讨论。
Encouragement.
鼓励。
Affirmation.
肯定。
Or even we are led by the Holy Spirit, we can provide financial support.
或者是在圣灵的带领下，我们可以提供金钱上的帮助。
But not by our natural reaction.
但是我们不能顺从我们自然的反应。
Think about it.
我们来想象一下。
Why Paul asks us to share good things with the one who teach us?
为什么保罗在这里让我们和施教给我们的人分享美好的事物呢?
Because if God used someone to teach us some lesson,
因为神如果想要使用别人来教导我们的话,
it must be for our good.
一定是为我们自己的好处。
And we should be grateful.
我们应该非常有一颗感恩的心。
But even though sometimes those teaching may hurt us,
虽然有时候这些教导呢会伤害到我们的感情。
Who want to be rebuked or correct?
谁想被训斥或者被纠正呢?
Bonhoeffer died as a martyr of Jesus Christ during World War II in Germany.
在二战时候的德国,潘霍华为主殉难。
He had a very interesting saying.
他有一个很有意思的一个讲法。
Christian form a community.
基督徒呢组成了一个团体。
A real community of sinful person who have become attached to God through Christ in the Spirit.
这是一个罪人所组成的团体。这个团体呢透过基督和神有了关系。
And their community is their new life.
这个团体呢就是他们新的生命。
They must live responsibly before God in freedom, but with accountability to one another.
他们必须呢非常负责地生活在神面前，自由地生活，并且呢需要彼此问责。
They must confront one another.
他们必须呢彼此面对，能够指出弟兄的错。
Because nothing can be more cruel than the tenderness that consigns another to his sin.
因为没有比弟兄罪的忽视更加残酷了。
Nothing can be more compassionate than the severe rebuke that calls a brother back from the path of sin.
没有比严厉的训斥那些误入歧途的弟兄们更加仁慈了。
I pray that God will help us to keep this proper viewpoint in mind.
我求神帮助我们，能够让我们有一个正确的认知。
especially when we are the receiving end on being taught.
尤其是当我们自己是被教导的那一方的时候。
Now let's look up from the context perspective.
接下来呢，我们来看一看上下文。
Many people know that from chapter 5, verse 26 to chapter 6, verse 10.
很多人呢都看得出来，五章二十六节到六章的十节。
This is talking about that when we are walking in step with the Spirit.
这里呢是在讨论我们与圣灵同行。
We will have corporate one another's responsibility just as much as we have our personal responsibility.
我们有共同的，就是我们彼此之间的责任，以及我们个人自己的责任。
And of course, we need to understand.
当然，我们需要知道的是
，our corporate responsibility for one another must be matched by integrity in our private walk before God.
我们互相之间的这些责任呢，关怀和帮助呢，需要和我们在神面前正直的品格所相称。
If we look at this whole section in detail,
如果我们一起来看这一整段五章二十六到六章十节
5:26 is the foundation.
五章二十六节呢是根基。
It talk about not becoming vainglorious.
在这里提到呢，不要贪图虚名。
Then Paul start to talk aboutCorporate responsibility.
接着呢，保罗开始讲到互相的责任。
Restore a brother who was overcome by sin gently.
就是用温柔的心把那些偶然被过犯所胜的弟兄挽回回来。
That's in 6:1a.
那是六章一节的前半部分。
Immediately after that,is the individual responsibility.
紧跟着那个呢，就是我们自我的责任。
Watch yourself.
自己小心。
That's 6:1b.
六章一节的第二部分。
Then Paul start talk about another corporate responsibility.
接着呢，保罗呢，又开始谈论另外一个互相的责任。
Carry each other's burden.
个人的重担要互相担当。
That's verse 2 in chapter 6.
这是六章的第二节。
And right after that is another individual responsibility in that regard.
紧跟着呢，又是另外一个自我的责任。
Each one should test his own action and carry his own load.
个人应当查验自己的行为，个人必担当自己的担子。
That's verse 3-5.
这是三到五节。
And then we come to verse 6, a new corporate responsibility.
接着呢，我们来到了今天的第六节，这是一个新的互相的责任。
Share all good things with each other.
就是我们分享美好的事物。
Then is individual responsibility.
紧跟着第六节呢，又是自我的责任。
Don't be deceived. A man reaps what he sow.
不要自欺，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
That's verse 7-8.
这是七到八节。
Then we have 9 and 10 as a conclusion.
接着呢，我们九到十节作为一个结论。
So if we look at this whole context,
所以我们如果把这整个上下文一起来看的话
，It is very clear,
很清楚的告诉我们
，This verse is talking about our corporate responsibility been sharing good things.
这节经文呢，就是第六节，是告诉我们一个相互的责任，那就是我们一起来分享美好的事物。
Because we will be taught by each other.
因为我们呢，是会互相受教的。
And when we were taught, we need to share good things with each other.
当我们受教的时候呢，我们需要和对方分享美好的事物。
I'm very happy to notice that now we start to see few Bible scholars looking this section of Bible from this perspective.
我很欣喜地看到现在越来越多的圣经学者开始用这个观点来查考这几节经文。
And they realize that this whole section is Paul's final reminder to Galatians.
他们也看到这几节经文呢，是保罗给加拉太人最后的提醒。
We will be taught by each other.
我们要彼此受教。
And when we were told, we need to share good things with each other.
当我们受教的时候，我们需要对施教的人分享我们美好的事物。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
But I do know about myself.
但是我很清楚地认识我自己。
It is very hard to give a positive response when I was rebuked, when I was taught.
当我被训斥，当我受教的时候呢，对我来说，我非常难给一个很好的反应。
Give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
God has been using my kids for many years to teach me endurance.
神在很多年间呢，都使用我的孩子来教我忍耐的功课。
But every time when I was told learn to be endurance,
但是每当我呢被教导这个忍耐的功课的时候
，instead of sharing good things with my kid，
我并没有给我的孩子们分享那些美好的事物。
I used to share my anger and my bad temper。
从我里面出来的呢却是恼怒和坏脾气。
Of course, sometimes I was told by some big spiritual giant。
当然，有时候呢。我被一些属灵上的巨人、属灵上的前辈所教导。
In those circumstances, I have to pretend that I'm so grateful that he can teach me such a good spiritual lesson.
在那样子的情况下呢，我常常需要假装我非常的感恩，因为他教我了如此好的一个属灵的功课。
But truthfully, inwardly.
但是呢，在我内心深处，在我内心最真实的里面
，I still have problem swallowing the fact that I need to be correct to be taught.
我还是没有办法接受，连我竟然需要接受教导，竟然需要被别人指出错误。
Please don't laugh at me, my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请你们不要嘲笑我。
I think you and I probably are not that far apart.
我觉得我们之间的差距其实并没有那么多。
I lately realized.
我最近意识到。
If I can share with my kids good things in those years.
如果在那些年间，我能够用我那些美好的事物分享给我的孩子们。
That may bring out even more good things from them.
那样的分享所带出的可能是他们能发出更美好的事物。
But those are what Paul is going to teach us in verse 7 and 8.
那将是保罗在七到八节中会教导我们的。
So this verse 6.
所以说在这里第六节。
Teach us a very, very practical lesson.
在教导我们的一个非常可以让我们有实践性的一个功课。
And this can apply in our family relationship.
这可以在我们的家庭生活、家庭关系中被应用。
Either you're dealing with your parents.
当你和父母在一起的时候。
In-laws.
你的配偶的父母。
Your spouse.
你的配偶。
Even your children.
或者和你的孩子。
When God used them to teach you something.
当神使用他们来给你一个功课的时候。
When God used them to remind you your weakness.
当神用到他们来提醒你你的软弱的时候。
Remember this verse.
请记得这节经文。
Also, this can apply in between friends.
这些经文呢，还可以应用在朋友们之间
，even in coworkers，
或者是同工和同事之间。
I think we all need to examine ourselves。
我们常常要来查验我们自己。
When we were told，
当我们接受别人的教导的时候
，what we share with the one。Who teach us?
我们和这个施教的人的分享是什么？
Is those response, those sharing, coming from the Holy Spirit?
这样的分享呢，是来自圣灵呢？
Or those response are coming from our flesh?
还是从我们自己的肉体发出？
If it's coming from the Holy Spirit.
如果是从圣灵而来
，You will be very sweet.
你是一个非常甜美的人
，beautiful，
美丽
，bring peace，
带来和平
，and it is good，
是一件美好的。
And it's from our own flesh.
如果是从我们自己的肉体而来
，guarantee，
我向你保证。
Will be complaints,
会是抱怨
bitterness,
苦毒
or angers,
恼怒
How we respond when we were correct is a good gauge to tell, are we walking in step with Holy Spirit, or are we walking according to our flesh?
当我们被提醒，当我们被教导的时候，我们可以看到，这是一个很好的检验标准，是我们的回应是顺从圣灵还是顺从肉体。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Deny ourselves.
让我们能来，弃绝我们的肉体。
Crucify ourselves on the cross.
我们把自己钉在十字架上
，walking in step with the Holy Spirit，
与圣灵同行
，such that we will be able to share good things with those who teach us。
这样，我们可以与教导我们的人分享我们心中美好的事物。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer again。
我们低头再次祷告。
Father, your word is like a two-edged sword.
天父啊，你的话也就像一个双刃剑一样。
It really opens up our spirit and our soul.
真的是把我们的灵，把我们的精神都打开了。
And how we pray that you use this word to help your own children.
我们祈求你用这样的话语来帮助你的儿女。
Draw our heart unto you.
让我们的心更加亲近你
，such that our life will be transformed，
直到我们的生命可以得到改变
，and you will be glorified from us，
你从我们得到荣耀
，and others can be blessed by us，
其他人呢也因着我们得蒙祝福
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们因着主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。